Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ron Kaiser with the first podcast of 2014 from the Mental Health Gym. I'd like to start out by wishing all of you a very happy new year. I hope that 2014 will be very productive, positive, proactive, pleasant, and all the other possible P's that can mean only good things for you. This podcast actually starts out with the letter P because it's called Prediction versus Motivation. And in drawing upon it, I am going back in my personal history, back maybe 40 or 50 years, to a presentation that I heard when I was a young psychologist. And the title of the presentation was Prediction versus Guidance. And one of the points that the speaker made in this very motivational presentation was the fact that there is a difference between prediction that has to be done if somebody is arranging who is going to be admitted to a college class or who is going to be chosen for a job, and guidance, which is the role that each of us who are in the psychology field play in helping people to overcome the predictions. One thing that was discussed and has stayed with me is the fact that if prediction is kind of negative, then you have to look at motivation. Because if the motivation is high enough, it doesn't guarantee success, but it means that all bets are off. That there is the possibility for success once you have motivation and are willing to act upon it. And as we think back, try and think about your own lives and your developments and your career choices and choices of friends and spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends and choices of activities and so on. Did you make those choices based on prediction, and in doing so, did you give up motivation, or did prediction and motivation kind of come together, or when there was a doubt, did you pursue it with motivation? I was a school counselor very early in my career, and I know that, hopefully not myself, but I know that some of my colleagues discouraged some people from going to college or taking a selective program in college because their scores weren't high enough to predict success. Sometimes this has been done with teachers recommending people not going in the direction of their interests. Some people in my profession will base their decision-making based on prediction rather than what the person's motivation is. Hopefully not many of us do that. And sometimes family members play a role in having a person make choices that tend to not be satisfying because the choice they make predicts success, whereas something else might risk failure. But that risk does not take into account motivation, and that's really what I want to emphasize at this point. Now we all have the ability to make choices in many aspects of our lives. Some of us feel pretty locked in with respect to certain choices that we've made, but we will look at other kinds of things, the job opportunities that come up, opportunities to assert ourselves in interactions with other people, opportunities to pursue hobbies or interests that may take more skill than we think we possess, or more money, or more motivation. But motivation is something that can be changed. And I think what we have to be able to do is to not give up something that we may desire just because of prediction and not consider our motivation in there. Motivation doesn't guarantee success. I want to be real clear on that. It doesn't guarantee success, and it doesn't overcome certain external barriers. I could make a whole lot more money if I were a professional athlete at an elite level. Chances of playing professional football at my age and at my height and weight, not very great. So while, you know, I may be motivated, the money may be good, the fame may be good, and so on, you know, I have to consider, are those external barriers insurmountable? But that doesn't necessarily exclude me from certain choices that I can make with respect to my profession, certain choices with respect to who I'm going to reach out to, certain choices with respect to how I am going to pursue hobbies or other activities. We have to be able to look inside ourselves to be able to say, you know, am I motivated enough to pursue this? Or am I saying that I'm too, whatever word we may want to say, too incapable, too weak, too emotional? Are we creating internal barriers that keep us from pursuing our motivations and thus utilizing prediction as the reason for us not pursuing our choices? As I mentioned at the beginning, some people have to do prediction in order to make certain kinds of choices. If you're in charge of a store, or if you're in charge of a large company, or if you're a personnel person of the company, or if you're in the college admissions world, you don't want to make a lot of choices that aren't going to pan out. So you have to be able to predict. And if you select a successful student or select a successful salesperson, you know, it doesn't matter a whole lot that you might have gotten somebody else who actually could have done better, so long as your choice works out. So you make your prediction based on certain kinds of safe choices. When we're working for ourselves and pursuing our own interests and goals, we don't have to be as safe as the person who is reliant on that type of prediction. So we have to look at, you know, what is an acceptable risk? How much is our motivation playing? And how important is the goal for us in order to pursue it? Keep in mind, motivation doesn't guarantee success, but it's a necessary component for pursuing choices that you really want to pursue, as opposed to having them made for you based on prediction of success or non-success. Hope this gives you some food for thought as you start the new year and hopefully are thinking about pursuing certain kinds of goals for this year. Hope it makes you maybe take a little more risk-taking based upon your motivation rather than strictly sticking to prediction as your choice. Anyway, this has been Dr. Ron Kaiser with January's podcast. Look forward to hearing from you with any comments, and I look forward to speaking with you again in February. So for now, I'm signing off on behalf of the Mental Health Gym.